Hi, this is James Barris. I hope you find this talk supports you in your practice. If you'd like to support my teaching, you can use the donate button underneath my picture on Dharma Seed to do that. Your support is greatly appreciated. With this afternoon's Brahma Vihara session, we're going to practice with compassion. It's always good to practice with compassion. And today we're going to be focusing on it primarily, and the way the timing is, we're going to just focusing on compassion in all the categories, and the next time we'll do another Brahma Vihara. So just a few words first before we practice. I'm sure all of you have been practicing with compassion and having a lot of opportunities since you've been here. The essence is that when metta turns towards suffering, compassion naturally arises. So we've been cultivating metta for the various categories, and now we just bring in that dimension that when it meets suffering, there's a resonance. The classical definition, or one classical definition, is the quivering of the heart in response to suffering. And we're wired up this way. Neuroscience has understood and discovered these mirror neurons in our brain, that when we see someone else hurt, if we're at all present for it, it lights up in our brain as if it were happening to us. And that's why when we go to the movies and the protagonist is having a difficult time, we can be there and be rooting for them. Come on, let's go, as if it's happening to you. Isn't it amazing? That's how it works inside. We weren't necessarily needing to be born that way. I mean, that's just the in this mysterious scheme, we are born to feel another's experience. Mm-hmm. And compassion is a divine abode, a sublime state, it's sometimes called. The four sublime states, another word for Brahma Viharas. And I always find it interesting that suffering is a prerequisite for this sublime state. Suffering is not sublime, but what it evokes in us is this natural caring. If we are tuned in and able to keep our hearts open, and the caring that is evoked is sublime. The near enemy of compassion, what looks like compassion, disguises as compassion, is pity, where we sense somebody else's pain, but our heart is not fully open, and it's closed enough so that it protects us. Oh, it's too bad that's happening to them, but there's not full allowing for our hearts to be touched. And that's understandable because we're protecting ourselves from that suffering. I mean, it's understandable that many people can experience that when their heart is not open. Another near enemy is sometimes included is overwhelming grief. Now, grieving is very healthy and very important, and it's essential to go through our sadness and our losses and grieve them fully, but to not get stuck there as a permanent state, or as in a way that we get dysregulated and can't function. So just something to keep in mind, that sometimes that's actually also included. And the far enemy of compassion is cruelty, which is another capacity of the human experience. But for us, as we practice compassion, we want to be very, very patient and kind and gentle with ourselves. Just like with the metta, you allow whatever your experience is to be there. If you're directing it towards someone or trying to and you're not feeling it, have compassion for yourself. Don't get into any kind of judgment about your capacities or your not capacities. Sometimes we can just not have that open or tenderness of heart. And so that's when, with any of these Brahmaviharas, if there's some kind of a difficulty or challenge in accessing it, then you go to mindfulness practice and just feel whatever you're feeling. It could be anger, it could be numbness or coldness or whatever it is, or wanting. Then if it's too hard to hold it with that tender care, then to use the mindfulness practice. And that's fine. You know, hopefully the mindfulness will have a kind of friendliness and warmth in it. But just allow whatever your experience to be the way it is. So we'll go through the various categories. And as with the metta, compassion starts with ourselves. You probably had a lot of opportunity to practice self-compassion on this retreat. And there's a really beautiful tenderness that we can access when we can touch that place inside that's hurting. And to touch it and hold it with the wise one that knows just how to comfort. I think it feels, I don't know if you've done this before, somebody said not, but I'll just spend a little time with self-compassion, mindful self-compassion, as Kristen Neff and Christopher Germer teach, and they're members of our community and have really focused on this as such an important part of practice. And the way that mindful self-compassion, the simple formula that they have, is to really acknowledge what we're feeling, sense that it's part of being human, and then directing that kindness and compassion towards ourselves. So we'll start with that, and then we'll move to other categories. So just go inside. First, breathe in and out of the heart and soften that area as best as you can. Just imagine breathing in benevolent energy from this field of presence. And surrounding yourself as you breathe out with that kind energy. And they suggest, and see some are already doing, that it can be really powerful to give some kind of a tender, soothing touch. Don't feel you have to, but you might just see the effect of either putting your hand on your heart or hugging yourself or a soft touch on your hands holding each other, or your one hand holding the other arm. This releases oxytocin, just a tender touch. Stimulates the vagus nerve, the compassion nerve. And just feel the tenderness. And you might get in touch with, in the last days, without activating too much, some time when you've had some challenge here. Maybe you're having a challenge today. Don't pick the most intense thing, but just as a way to practice kindness towards yourself, getting in touch with some challenging aspect. And with that tender touch, to first acknowledge with mindfulness, oh, this is hard, or this has been hard. This is suffering. Just a kind acknowledgement. Sometimes it's been hard. So there's mindfulness. Then the next aspect is to understand that you're not alone. Common humanity. What I'm feeling now, this is part of being human. This is part of life. And you might think of all the people in the world who are experiencing whatever sorrow or sadness or pain you are. And as you reflect on that common humanity, let your heart be touched with care for all of those people, and to realize this is part of being human. And then to send yourself some compassionate thoughts. May I hold this pain or this sorrow or this sadness with kindness and compassion. And just send that to yourself. And as you're holding let the one inside who is hurting or who feels the pain, who needs comforting, let them receive it. And the one, the wise one who knows just how to care and hold, let them send it. So there's a kind of a coming into wholeness where those tender parts can be held by the wise one that knows and understands. This is hard. This is suffering. Suffering is part of life. I'm not alone in this. May I hold this with kindness and compassion. And just feel the tenderness in your touch. You're not trying to fix. You're not trying to take away. You're just allowing. You're just being there. As a loving presence. And that's one of the compassion phrases is, may I hold this suffering with compassion. Or if the word compassion doesn't resonate for you, may I hold this with care. Just care about yourself, care for yourself. Whether or not you use words, let's just take some quiet time and send yourself that caring, those thoughts, whether either verbal or nonverbal. Just send yourself some tenderness. And along with the compassion, there's an element that from the other Brahmavihara, which we haven't gotten to yet, of equanimity that goes hand in hand with compassion. That's what keeps it from spilling over into overwhelm, where there's a centeredness and a wise presence that can hold whatever it is that's there. It's hard, and it's part of life. May I hold whatever is here with kindness and compassion. An attitude of tenderness is really a wise, centered tenderness is really very healing. And now we'll go through some of the other categories. If you prefer to stay with yourself, then that's fine. You can continue if that's what is called for, feels right. But otherwise, we'll just practice sharing with others in our life. Everybody has suffering. It's the first noble truth. So even if it's someone who doesn't seem like they're having a difficult time, you're just getting in touch with their humanness. So maybe bring the benefactor category to mind. And as you're feeling probably the gratitude for whoever that is, and just realizing that sometimes that being has some challenges and some difficulties. And you're just practicing sending these thoughts to them. You might imagine the difficulties without getting too overwhelmed, but whether it's maybe physical challenges or sadnesses or loss in their life. Just let your heart be touched a few moments with that reflection. And wish them well with your compassion. I care about your suffering. And wish you to hold it with kindness and compassion. You can use either phrase, I care about your suffering. May you hold your suffering with compassion. Classical one, may you be free of suffering. But that can sometimes seem like a tall order. So whatever resonates for you. You're just extending care. And you might envision them receiving your care and really appreciating it. Like you're splashing that, showering them with compassion. I care about your suffering. May you hold it with compassion. I'm here for you. And if you can get in touch with the care element rather than focusing on the suffering that you might imagine them to have, the care is sublime. Just let yourself feel that caring, that connection that you have. It's a real gift to them. You're not trying to take away their experience. You're just holding it with care. Remember the equanimity, like Kuan Yin, who is both responding to the cries of the world and yet is very relaxed and centered. So let the Kuan Yin in you come out. Feels good to care. Remember, you're not fixing or taking away. You're just there. And now bring to mind a dear friend. And once again, choose someone or whoever you choose, not the most intense, difficult thing to practice this. Unless you feel up to it and want to experiment with it. And have them in your mind, have an image, a picture of them. Maybe appreciating your presence. And just like if you're going through a hard time, you don't want the other person to try to fix you or try to take away what you're feeling or change it. You just want their loving presence, to know that they're around and can help you hold whatever you might be going through. In the same way, just be a loving presence for your friend. A centered, caring presence. And send these kinds of thoughts to them. I'm here for you. I care. I want you to know I care about your suffering. May you hold your sorrow with kindness, compassion. Offering them your kind, centered presence. If you're in touch with that connection, you can just rest in the feeling. Notice how good it can feel to just care and let them know you care without fixing. If at any time it seems like it's too much, then just come back and regroup, and you can either come back to self-compassion or just mindfulness, and you monitor what you're able to do or send from that centered place. You might imagine if it were you, what you would want from a friend, and just give that to them. Care about your suffering. I'm here for you. Okay, now take a nice deep breath. And we can practice with the neutral. Perhaps your neutral person has turned into a more than neutral now, then you might pick another neutral person. And tune into the fact that whoever it is that you're that comes to mind, they have their sorrows and their suffering too. And they are a representative of everyone in this world that you don't really know. And send these kinds of thoughts to them. I care. May you hold your suffering with compassion. Remember that centeredness that can hold that caring heart. You can be there and be strong as well as caring. Your heart can quiver in resonance and bring a caring heart to them. That's a support, and that feels good. This is part of being human, and I want you to know I care. And now take another deep breath. And we'll go to the difficult category. And as you tune into whoever falls into this category for you, just tune into that pain that whoever it is might be feeling. Tune into their humanness. And see if you can have your heart quiver in response to their sorrow. Which might be behind whatever actions they might do that might be unskillful. It's a very profound thing to tune into the sorrow of those who are difficult, but it softens the heart. There's a kind of understanding that can open up the heart when you tune into someone else's pain who's a difficult in this difficult category. Just try it for a few moments. Wish them well. I care. May you hold your suffering with compassion. If it helps, you might imagine the little child inside of them who hurts. And then another deep breath. And we'll include all beings in this world. There is suffering in life. There's all of these fellow yogis in this room. Just extend your caring to them. Who's ever had a tough day or going through a hard period, let your heart be touched. And wish them well. May you hold your suffering with compassion. May we all hold our suffering with kindness and compassion. And then radiating out throughout this land, all the staff, cooks and retreat coordinators, and all the animals on this land. Just include them in your caring. See that it's possible to care and not be overwhelmed, that just accepting the First Noble Truth and wishing them well. And then extending out, radiating out from this land, throughout this area, the Bay Area, encompassing all beings, throughout the state and country, don't force it, just let it radiate out, just a field of caring, and continuing out throughout this hemisphere and throughout the world, east and west and north and south hemisphere. Omitting none, as the phrase says in the chanting. Just tuning in, all of us experience the First Noble Truth. And just sending good wishes and a caring thoughts to all beings. Those who are suffering, those who through their ignorance cause suffering, those who are happy, who have their moments of challenges, and those who cause happiness. Just extend your caring to all living beings, human, non-human. Just imagine emanating a field of caring, omitting none. Notice how good that might feel. A heart as wide as the world. And even beyond this world, to all beings in all directions. May all beings hold their suffering with kindness and compassion. Stay centered as you're expressing your caring. And then finally, come back to yourself. Appreciate your intention to send these thoughts to all beings. Appreciate yourself. Send some loving thoughts to yourself. Celebrate the fact that you have a heart that cares. And you might finally come back and feel grounded in your body. So you can just play with these next days. Whenever you see some suffering, either inside or outside, let it be a chance to practice compassion. As I say, I'm sure you've been doing that a lot, but you can just formally bring it into your practice. It's over time, but... just wonder if there's anything that's come up that you want to bring up briefly. We can see. It's okay. Okay. May you be happy. The thing about compassion sometimes is you can get so focused and, oh my God, you know, gee, things were going fine and now I'm thinking about all this suffering. God, you know, don't have to get stuck there. Don't get stuck there. No, it's just a tool for when there is suffering. Oh, okay, I can tune into this divine abode. And in the meantime, don't miss all the beautiful other wholesome states. It's a gorgeous day out. Appreciate nature. Look for the good. Do some metta. Do some mudita. When metta turns to happiness, ah, sympathetic joy. Isn't that beautiful? So not to get stuck there. It's just something that is a powerful tool rather than getting contracted and protected and or overwhelmed. Compassion. It feels good, doesn't it? Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.